Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, all the signs of the coming of the Lord is at hand. Jesus' disciple asked the Master, "When is the end time?" He told him, "No man knows the end time, even the angels that bow down before my Father, they do not know the end time. But my Father which is in heaven, he alone knows the end time." Say, when is he was and Romans of wars, pestilence, earthquake in divers places. Famine. Say, knowing not that the end is at hand. Knowing not the end is at hand. My friend, today I'm here to plead with you to let you know that the coming of the Lord is at hand. There is no waiting. My friend, the coming of the Lord is at hand. There will be no more. There's no waiting. He's coming in the cloud of glory. He's coming in the cloud of glory. And every eye shall behold him. Even those that have pressed him in his side, they will behold him. Even there, my friend, today it seems like we have some problem with the computer. But I want you to know I am here to spread the gospel news of the kingdom, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. My friend, I'm sorry for the delay, but I want you to know that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Jesus called his disciple, and he bid them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, "Lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world." My friend, the blind has been healed. The blind have received sight. The dumb speak. The deaf hear. The sick heal. The lame, hungry, bread, receive bread. Thirsty, receive water. Weary, receive rest for your soul. Sad, you make you glad. Naked, he will clothe you with a garment of righteousness. Say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Now, if you are at your wit's end, if you are try everything and nothing work out for you, if you are try everything, if you are went east, west, north, or south, and nothing work out for you, I want you to try Jesus. He is the answer for all your problems. When they had tried him, when they was broke, busted, disgusted, and I tried him, and he suddenly made me glad. And I look at my hand, and my hand was new. And I look at my feet, and there was two. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul has been satisfied with Jesus. He said he'll be my comfort. He said he'll be my guide. He'll lead and guide me on this. On this pilgrim journey, this sea of life, as we travel on this sea of life, as we travel on this sea of life, he promised, when the billows are rolled, goes to mountaintop, drop down to lowest valley, he said, "Fear not, I'll be with you." He promised that he'll be with him. He'll be with us. Men make many promises that they're not able to keep. But not able to keep. But when God make a promise, he's able. He's capable. He's willing. He's quite able to keep his promise. That whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my friend, today time is passing, and the world is 1 minute, 1 second away from going up in flame. My friend, the politicians are worrying mother and daughters are worrying. My friend, I don't need promotion prosperity or position. Amen. And I have the Holy Spirit power. And I walk by faith. I run my race with patience. And lift my prayer by the power of the Almighty. My face is set against fast. My goal is heaven. My road are narrow. My companions are few. My guide are reliable. And my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, always turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Then they negotiate at the table of my enemies, or ponder it at the pool of popularity. I won't shut up. No, I won't give up until I have stowed up, stayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus. And when he comes for me, I shall know him. And he shall know me. The psalm said, the old Negro spiritual said, I shall know him. Oh, yes, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. I shall know him. Oh, yes, I shall know him by the wound in his side. So we have a look. We have a few words for you today from the first Corinthians, the 12th chapter, 16 to the 31st. We get out of 14, it says, for the body is not one member, but many. If the foot said, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Question. And if the ear said, because I am the ear, I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Question. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where was the smelling? But now had God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. And if they were all one members, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And if I cannot say unto the hand, I have no need for thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee, of you. Nay, but more these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble or necessary. And these members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. Comely parts have more abundance commonliness. For a commonly part have no need, but God had tempted the body together, having given more abundance honor to the part which lacked. Which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now, ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostle, secondary prophet, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healing, government, diversity of town, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Question. Have all the gift of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret it? But covet earnestly the best gift. And yet show I unto you in more excellent way. The charity never fail. My friends today, charity never fail. Love never fail. Oh, my friend, this is the word from the Master. Our charity never fails. You may ride east, west, north, or south. Wherever you go, and charity are there, it'll never fail you. Because charity represents God Himself. Represent God Himself. Oh, my friend, don't you had make up your mind to call upon the name of the Lord? This is Dr. Cox about to leave the air today, but you may call 305-836-9545. Or you may write 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33144. Or if you are in the city of Miami, you may visit the Tabernacle at 1351 Northwest 67th Street. My friend, before I leave you, I want to remind you that there's two trains is riding. One is the upward train and the other is the downward train. The upward train is on the way to the glory land. It says where the gates are pearl and the streets are gold and the silver water running down the throne of God. The luscious garden stands in the background. The tree of life waiting for you to come and dine. And the cherubim hiding the face of God. The angels bowing down saying, "Holy, holy, holy, my Lord, holy, holy, my Lord, holy." They bow down saying, "Praise is holy, my God." And my friend, but the other train is a familiar train. It's called the hellbound train. my friend. That's a trend you need, you should not want to go. But you see, you have to make a choice. I said before you today, a blessing and a cursing. A blessing if you chose the heaven-bound train, and damnation if you chose the hell-bound train. Because on the hell-bound train, the devil himself is the engineer. He told his passenger, you're on the right train because you pay your fare. And the life you live, that you pay your fare. You have cheated. You have stolen. You have lied. You have murdered. You have backbite. You have did all the abominations. You have murdered your brother. You concocted a plan to destroy your brother when you laugh and you laugh in his face. You concocted a plan to destroy your brother and your sister. So, my friend, let me tell you, on the hellbound train, you are paid your fare. You are on the right train. And I land you safe in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Yeah, beloved, it's where the fire not quench and the worm die not. What a price to pay, my friends. What a price to pay. End of your day. At the end of your day, when the roll of call up to answer to your name, to give an account, the deeds, the mean deeds, to give an account, the evil deeds, place, to destroy your brothers and your sisters. Oh, my friend, you have to answer to the master. You have to answer at the end of the day. And if your soul will not anchor in Jesus, your pay will be in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Ah, my friend, the worm is multiplying and the fire is getting hotter and hotter and your train is riding faster and faster and the devil himself is laughing harder and harder. And, oh, I got you now. You thought you were having a good time. Thought everything was all right. Oh. Well, I got you now. I leave you for the day. Remember, I've set before you an open door. Towards you a blessing or a cursing. The choice you made is where you want to go. Where the gates of pearl and the streets are gold. In the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. Ah, beloved, think about it. What? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. You have a choice. There's still a little time. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ah, beloved, don't you want to be saved in the arms of Jesus? Don't you want to be rest on his tender breast? Don't you want to be saved? Don't you want your soul to be anchored in the Lord? Ah, beloved, I guarantee today, if you call upon his name, you will be one of those whose soul is anchored in the Lord. God bless you.